Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's always helpful to have an overall look at your proposed trip before beginning. I know people today, with blind faith in their GPS, who often start with no thought of the route they will be taking. But there's nothing like perusing the overall journey first. That's what we'll do before getting too far into Deuteronomy. After all, how many times do we want to hear recalculating on our trip through this book? Oh no, lost again? So let's begin with a bird's eye view. I confess this fifth book of Moses looks like a very full sandwich. Parts 1 and 2, like the bread on top, are there to prepare the people's hearts to hear the Lord's words. Parts 4 and 5 are the bottom slice, showing how things will go based on the measure of their obedience and the overriding grace of God. The large section in the middle is the meat of the book, giving fascinating details of God's principles of success, many of which are the basis of our legal system in the West. So here is a simple outline of the whole book. Part 1, the commitment to the Lord. The first and second journeys to the border of Canaan and a look into the future. That's chapters 1 to 3. Part 2, the call to obey. The commands restated and various encouragements and stipulations to the people of promise. Chapters 4 to 11. Part 3, the covenant and its details, the value of worship, of governance, of life, of victory in battle, with many details to follow. Chapters 12 to 26. Part 4, the consequences of obeying or not, curses and blessings at Ebal and Gerizim. Chapters 27 to 30. Part 5, the conclusion of the matter. Moses' final charges, song, blessings, and acts, chapters 31 to 34. On the way, we'll see both God's glory and grace, plus his goal that his people should be both holy and happy on life's journey.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.